It's Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm with Peter in Dover, New Hampshire. He's showing me around his beautiful orchard and coop. What would you say is your main enterprise here?
We try to grow most of our food for the year, other than meat and dairy, on our property. And some years go better than others, but we have somewhere over 40 fruit trees, mostly dwarf and semi-dwarf. And we have a garden that you can see is most of it's there, which is about 40 by 60. And then there's another plot where we do pumpkins and squashes and a feeble attempt at corn.
Uh-huh.
One of the main roles of the chickens is to serve as a sort of a bug patrol. And we run them over the garden in the spring before we plant, and then we park them under a plum tree to catch plum curculios. We leave that one tree unsprayed, and then we spray the rest with Surround, which is a finely ground clay protectant that doesn't actually kill the bugs. It just irritates them so that they want to go somewhere else. And then providing that trap tree is the somewhere else leads them to fall down and be eaten by the chickens.
Is that material irritating to the chickens?
No. If they were to breathe it, it would be, but it sticks to the leaves. I don't spray it exactly where they are because, and I wear a respirator when I spray it because it's a very fine powder. It's not in any way poisonous to humans. It's just breathe a whole lot of dust of anything all at once. You wouldn't want to breathe that at once.
Right, right.
Basically just clay.
So at what point did you introduce chickens to what you're doing here?
We moved here in late 1997. We introduced the chickens in 2008.
What was the bug situation before you introduced the chickens?
Well, I had a lot of cutworms in the garden, and it was really difficult to get spring crops going. So by reducing the cutworm levels by using the chickens, it makes the spring planting a lot more successful.
What about the coordinating of the chickens?
Well, I have a pen here. It's probably about 15 feet wide and 25 feet long, and it's made of nylon netting. Then I have it draped over a frame and also a couple of panels of cattle panel, which can bend into an arch. So I have two arches of this at each end of the coop.
Is this pretty adaptable, dependent on your needs?
Yes. With this arrangement, I can move it to any place in the garden. It probably takes a couple hours to move. It gives them a good run, and we have 10, and roosters aren't allowed in Dover, and if we have one or two birds more than the ordinance allows now and then, our neighbors won't care. But
right, and you have a lot of space, but the way it's arranged, neighbors are there.
Our neighbors are definitely within hearing a rooster distance. One of the keys to having chickens in a suburban or urban setting is that you want to make sure that your neighbors are happy with it.
Right.
And, most of our neighbors think that it's kind of cool and amusing, and insofar as they pay attention at all.
Are you the kind of person who did a lot of research going in, or did you just say, oh, yeah, give me those chickens?
I did some research, and actually a lot of the research came from Joe and Rob, who I got the chickens from, because Joe loves to talk about chickens, and all I had to do was ask him a few questions, and that was a huge amount of research taken care of right then.
Do you have any funny stories about chickens that have happened to you?
When Hurricane Irene was coming along, we had the chickens in a pen around our front fruit trees, and probably 8 feet high, and it was open on the top, but it was high enough so they couldn't fly over. So they usually go into the coop at night, but it had been warm for the last few nights before that, and on warm nights they sometimes like to go up into the trees, and we generally didn't bother discouraging them that, because, a fox is not going to climb a tree any better than it's going to get into a coop.
And, right.
So then the news was coming that Irene was heading our way, and we figured, okay, it's going to be really windy, and the birds in the trees are not such a good idea. So we went out with our flashlights and harvested our birds from our trees and stuffed them back into the coop as the gale was starting.
Right, right.
Not the best sort of putting them in, storing them for the night that we had to deal with, but they survived.
Where do you see this heading? Is this pretty much where it's all going, or do you have a 5-year plan, or what do you think?
This is pretty much it. I don't think we'll ever get more than a dozen birds. You know, we get a few each spring and then harvest a few in the fall to balance the numbers. This is the number that serves our purposes. And right. if we had more, then we wouldn't know what to do with all of the eggs. And,
right. So their primary function is bug control, but if you had more, it would put your system out of balance maybe a little bit.
Well, it would become more work. You get one level of work with chickens when you have somewhere between 4 and 12, and then that level of work gradually increases once you get over that.
At one point, my theory was the best taste in eggs were from chickens that consumed the most possible amount of bugs.
It's so variable, it's
right.
impossible to judge. I think that a wide range of diet is what makes for the best tasting eggs, and also for the happiest chickens, because if you look at what they're eating at any given point, you know, they might be picking off a piece of grass, they might be pecking through and finding some seeds in amongst the weeds, they might be picking up bugs, and they know what they want at any particular moment. So it's not, you know, what I'm feeding them, it's what
they do seem to get bored. I mean, I remember thinking, these chickens will never get sick of eating earwigs, but then I...
Oh, yeah. Well,
I observe them
yeah.
wanting oatmeal and then
yeah.
getting sick of oatmeal. And,
yeah, and I know. Think, you know, if we do another couple of pressings of cider, they might get kind of tired of the apples. But if I give them several hundred Japanese beetles a day for 5 days running, you know, the first day, you know, every single one is gone and the lower pecking order birds don't get a chance at them. And, you know, by the fifth day, it's like, okay, there are a few still floating around in the bucket after a while and they either get to them or they don't.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about chickens?
Our kids definitely appreciate having the chickens. The kids are 9 and 12 now, and but they also appreciate that they're not pets. They are actually essentially farm animals, and that they have a lifespan and a role in the family that is different from our cats.
Well, thanks for showing me around. That's a lot of good information, and I really enjoyed seeing this spot.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's some noise.